You can look at my violet rather than watch me wrap my hand. See, I have a doll. I need to turn the device on. Thank you, Jan. Good morning.
You can look at
Violet. My volume's up, which means it's going to make it echo. One second. Okay. Got that. Got the device. Obviously not ready, right? Okay, almost. I really need to ice my hand today. I have overused it. I don't know what I did, but it's overused, that I know. So, anyways, being very left-handed this morning. A bunch of organic limes that I'm squeezing with a lever-handled, really old-fashioned juicer. Very left-handed, really easy to do. I'm gonna put it in little ice cube trays and freeze it. Okay, so looking good. Yeah, there we are, looking at violets. They're lovely, aren't they? Okay, so I'm ready. We're gonna start with emotions in a minute. I'm actually not ready. Playing with limes. So this goes on the list. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to open the other day instead of doing another thing with my hand. And we'll do the list of things first, and then we'll come back and get everything else, and I'll do it as one sweep down the list so that I am not keyboarding a lot today. So we start with emotions. It is raining out. I think it's still raining out. Thankful for that. Very thankful for that. Just started a little bit ago. So the blessings of the rain. Kind of a nice feeling at home in the rain. I like the sound. Relaxation. I love water. So the sound of the rain. Let's start with C2 both sides. You want to open up the neck, motor cortex. Start bringing in chi. Let's do GB13, 14 right and left. So relaxation, peace of mind. We slow down the brain waves. It's a form of brainwave entrainment. All Tom Rani is actually the tapping sound, etc. All of the intention in the collective. So anyways, GB13 right is the relaxation part. GB13 left is more about memory focus, good cognitive function. So we work with things like ADD, ADHD, Alzheimer's, dementia, brain fog from chemo, brain fog from hormone medications can be brain foggy. So both sides frontal lobe. GB22. Open up for PTSD, stress, trauma, fight or flight, survival instincts. Hypothalamus pituitary regulates brain chemistry, regulates neurotransmitters. Open into the insular cortex. So we want to stimulate creative mind, integrate mind, body, spirit, also working to clear away deep-seated fears, phobias, compulsive tendencies, so addictive tendencies as well, open up left side frontal lobe. So delete. And again, we can address Tom's trauma points, yin tang for the olfactory, or as he says, the olfactory nerve. So also works the pineal gland. So melatonin production helps with sleep, deep relaxation. Right there at yin tang, he opens up tai yang. So this releases memories. Smell is very connected to our memory function, and a lot of trauma can be triggered by things like smell, and other sensory things. So anyways, we want to open up yin tang, tai yang, BL6, open up the hippocampus. Let's open up GB8 and TW20 also. Let's open up GB23, and we can open GB17, BL9. So GB22 right down through 23 down into yin tang, along with BL9, GB17. Open the hippocampus. Let's do the yin tang, tai yang, CN8 in front of the ears. Helps open up ouch area for the TMJ. Open the neck, shoulders, subclavian arteries. Brings it up from the aortic arch, subclavians, into carotid, internal, external. Brings us up into the circle of Willis and the brain. All the brain circulation, all those vessels. We also want to bring it back over the shoulder blades, the SCMs, loosening neck, shoulders, jaw, upper back. Open circulation, open bioelectrical flow and nerves. Bring that again into the brainstem. Work the vertebral basilar artery up to the basal ganglia. The brainstem again. And we want to take it back around. Take it to the front, down, chest to feet. From liver 3 to kidney 1, we ground. And as we pull the energy down the front of the body, we're also taking it to the soles of the feet, kidney 1. So good point to focus if you're having trouble sleeping. You can focus on the soles of the feet. We pull the energy right out into the earth. Grounds us, roots us. So imagine the roots of a tree. Also allowing us to just let any of the trauma that releases, let it wash down, out the souls, again, into the earth. We open the immune system, respiratory, cardiac, digestive, down through the lower GI, the genitourinary area, right down the legs, to the feet, ground, strengthening, balancing, supporting, below the knees, we charge up the batteries, we bring it to the lower dantians. We restore the chi for self-healing and just an abundant supply of energy down to the feet, ground, liver 3, kidney 1. We work metabolism, hormones, deep sleep next. Okay. Just make sure there's nothing strange. Yes, my African violet. Okay, so everything looks okay. Rosemary, good morning. I put you in for heart the other day. You weren't on. Ashley, broken kneecap and tissue damage. Okay. Goodness, blessings on that. Okay. So obviously we'll come back to the list a little bit later on. Right now we're going to do metabolism, hormones, deep sleep. So triple warmer 16-17 is metabolism. If I had 2 points for that, that's where I would go. Behind the ears, detoxes, chemo, revs up our metabolism, opens up circulation, helps to balance our hormones, take that from behind the ears, and it can detox anything, bacteria, viruses, excuse me, things like supplements, environmental, air, whatever kind of toxins. Things like Lyme, Babesia, we have some people that work with those kind of things. Residual things like metals, etc. Anyways, clean it all out. GV22 works the metabolism, the growth hormone. So GV22-23 also balance the telomerase, working on the integrity of the DNA. So GV22, like I said, we work the metabolism, the growth hormone. We regulate our endocrine system here. So signals coming into this part of the brain regulate in terms of tell the brain what's going on, like I need calcium, or the calcium's building up somewhere, I need to clear it out, would be like a parathyroid kind of signal. So anyways, the body signals the brain, the hypothalamus signals the endocrine system, telling it what to do in terms of hormones, their chemical messengers opening. So again, BL6, endocrine system, anything hormone-based. We also want to open up the brainstem for deep sleep. We work the circadian rhythms along with yin tang. So front and back, we have yin tang for the pineal gland, the melatonin. We have the brainstem also for circadian rhythm. Open up the occipital ridge into the neck, shoulder, lower neck area, the trapezius, which covers the thyroid, parathyroid area, also opens up the thoracic spine. So getting some other endocrine work in there. We're going to go to the GB12, opens whole neck and shoulder area. T1, 2, 3, 4, 7, kidney 27, 26, 25, 24, 21. So sympathetics on the back, parasympathetics on the front, open up immune. So strengthening the immune system, balancing, clearing autoimmune issues like Hashimoto's, which is why I just did it right then. So working to take it back up to C6, 7, ST9, and 10, the thyroid, parathyroid on the back again, front. So again, things like Hashimoto's, but anything immune, and we're still strengthening immune for virus prevention, which we'll do a little bit of later on. So there's a lot of crossover here. We can take the T7, our blood supply, also night issues from T7. We got C6, 7, T4 is endocrine base, the breast. T7's blood supply down, T8's pancreas, endocrine, exocrine down into the lumbosacrals, starting with adrenals at L1. We bring it down through the male-female organs along the lumbar spine. We can also open up the sacrum for the pudendal nerve, which innervates a lot of the pelvic region on down. Take it behind knees to the feet, down the front. We got the immunes, we got the thyroid. Let's take kidney 24 for breast. We can take kidney 20 and ST21 for the pancreas. Bring it down ST25 to 30, CV6 down, CV4, bring it down CV2, bring it to kidney 16 down. So again, adrenals down through the lumbosacral into, pudendal nerve into those, pelvic floor organs. Take it down the legs to the feet. Again, when we ground, it helps us with sleep, helps us with relaxation, liver 3, kidney 1. Brain circulation, nerves, abundant energies next. We get the regular circulation a little later on, respiratory, cardiac. So we kind of really cover a lot of it twice. So rosemary. Also nerves covers things like neuropathy, stenosis, pain. Really covers a lot of territory. Scoliosis opens up spine. Anyways, here we go. Brain circulation, nerves, abundant energy. We're working on, let's do Tiandong, subclavians up, carotids, take it to the circle of Willis, take it to vertebrals, basilar brain stem, open up basal ganglia, basilar arteries. So for the things like the Parkinsonian symptoms, we stimulate dopamine production on the brain stem also. Let's work on triple warmer, 16, 17. So again, we're opening up behind the ears, clears the metabolism, but opens the circulation. Let's open up SCMs up, helps open up nerves, bioelectrical and nerve function. Let's open up the bioelectrical seat, GB8 opens bioelectricity. So bioelectricity runs our nerves. They're biochemical, bioelectrical. There's a change in chemistry, changes the voltage, allows the nerve signals to pass. So we want good bioelectrical flow for all of the nerves, also for healthy cell function. Does play a part in cell growth as well. So we're going to take it to the GV22 again, the growth hormone, regeneration, open right back through motor and sensory. So top of the head, we want to open up GV20, 21, 20, 19, motor, association, sensory cortex, open up BL6, 7, 8, also across top of the head, back into the brain stem. So we have nerve pathways. Everything goes through the brain stem, both up and down, in and out of the brain, to and from the body, all of these signals. So we want to keep that open, as well as the brain circulation. We can do neocortex loop from GB6 to 12. Facial nerves, opening nerves from sinuses, the eyes, the gaze center. We open up around the ears, opens up for tinnitus, opens up back through the teeth, gums, into the throat. So we open up all those nerves along the neocortex loop. We take it back to the occipital ridge, opening up lower part of the neck again, into the brachial plexus. Opens nerves down our arms. Open up GB12 again, the whole cervical spine. So C1 to 7 also opens up our facial arteries. Let's get the root of the cranial nerves along the brain stem. Let's take it out and go to CN 7 and 11 to the throat area. Open up again. Let's go C5, 6, 7, brachial plexus. Open shoulders, down to elbows, down to wrists, down to hands, fingers. Opening T1 again, 2, 3, 4, and 7. Clears inflammation in the nerves. Open up the, again, down into the lumbosacral. We can open up sciatic nerve, L4-5, pudendal, S2, 3, 4, 5. Open up behind the knees, bring it to the feet, open phrenic on the front to the diaphragm. So we also got C5, 6, 7. Brachial plexus can also go T6 diaphragm along with LI17, CV17. So front and back again, sympathetic, parasympathetic on the front. Open up diaphragm, helps oxygenate, also helps to open into the abdominal area. Excuse me. Let's bring it down the front. Let's do the whole spinal artery, actually. GB12, C1 to 7, T1 to 12, L1 to 5, S1 to 5, coccyx, vagus nerve on the front. We already got the phrenic, LI18, innervates the chest, abdomen, innervates the digestive tract and the pelvis. So bring that vagus nerve down. And as we bring it down through the chest again, we open up all the systems. We clear the inflammation. We can bring it down to the hips, down to pudendal. Stomach 30, liver 12, spleen 12. We can take it from subclavians down the arms, kidney meridian down, pudendal nerve. Bring that down the legs, back to the feet where we ground. Below the knees, recharge, lower dante ends, pelvic bowl again. Store that chi. Ouch point for Jean. Bring it to the ground, liver 3, kidney 1, sinus, eyes, ears, mouth, throat is next. Okay. Let me grab the requests that I don't have. Okay, from Suzanne down. Okay, so we did the brain circulation. That would be good for Willie. Hi, Gino. I'll add her in a minute. I just grabbed. Oh, and I'm on the wrong list because I have two lists up because I'm reading my... thing somewhere else rather than hitting the keys. Okay. Bruce. I like Bruce. Casey's wife, we want to highlight. That will include Zanny. I keep thinking of Jean. Kathy T. Yep. We will highlight your usual. Okay, I think that's kind of it. Jan, did I see a request from you? I wonder if I didn't see the earliest request. My request list started with Holy Spirit at 7:01 last night. Jan, why do I not see a request from you? Hi, Marie Patrice, I just thought of you. And I'm looking at the whole thread because I'm looking at last week. Did I miss something? John K., J. Dean. Yeah, and I don't have a request from you. I wonder if it's on the wrong day. If people put things down on Wednesday, it doesn't show on the Tuesday, Friday. It doesn't show on the Tuesday, Friday thread. So maybe it's on the wrong thread. I don't know. Anyways, that's unusual because you're definitely here. Okay, so let's go back to, where was I? Not there. Wrong book, wrong page. Sinus, eyes, ears, mouth, throat. Sounds like I could use it, huh? Very sinusy. A lot lately. It's that time of year. Okay, so let's do neocortex loop. GB6 to 12, nerves, sinuses, all the way back into the throat. Let's get the cervical spine as well, C1 to 7. Facial arteries. Again, take that circulation around. Let's open up BL1, BL2. I have some notes from the other day about things like vestibular system. I scribbled some points down. I really need to clean up my desk. ocular was Taiyang, Yintang, BL1, BL2, GB19, all of which I would use. I would also have added above GB8 for the gaze center. Okay. So we're opening up sinuses up above the eyes as well as below the eyes, Allison. Sending that to you as well. Opening up eyes. Send that to Sydney. Open up Yintang, Taiyang. Open up facial area around the nose. Open up facial area, teeth, gums, that circulation up through the neck, shoulders, from the SCMs up. So good circulation to the brain, but also to the eyes. We're opening the visual cortex. We're opening the top of the head for regeneration. We're opening the motor nerves, sensory nerves, especially sensory-rich areas, a lot of this. So really open up the sensory cortex. Opening again back to the brain stem, the occipital ridge, GB12, T1, 2, 3, 4, and 7, kidney 27, 26, 25, 24, 21, back to the cervical spine, all around the facial, neck, shoulder area. Clear any inflammation, bring the chi down from the chest to the feet. Again, opening up all the systems. As we bring it down to the ground, to liver 3, kidney 1, virus prevention, immune, and joints. We can start with yimeng for virus. Work the parotid glands, salivary glands in the mouth. There's actually several sets of glands. Some of those images may be in the galaxy files. I'm not really sure. They've been in some of the files for sure that Tom has used. Anyways, we are opening, so yiming, let's get T1, 2, 3, 4, 7, kidney 27, 26, 25, 24, 21, T3, let's open up kidney 25, open up lung 1, lung 2, open up the long thoracic to the diaphragm, so C5, 6, 7, T6. Open the phrenic CB17 down to, LI17, CB17 diaphragm. Open L1, 2, 3, 6. Open lung 1, lung 2, kidney 27. Bring that down to the feet and ground for the virus prevention. For the immunes, let's get the top of the head. Endorphins, motor, sensory nerves to the brain stem. To the occipital ridge. Let's take that to GB12 into C5, 6, 7 again. Brachial plexus, open shoulders, down the arms, elbows, wrists, hands, fingers from pinkies to thumb. T1, 2, 3, 4, 7, kidney 27, 26, 25, 24, 21 again is immune strengthening. Clears autoimmunes. We can take that T7 for the joints, blood supply, bring it down to the hips, sciatic nerve, pudendal nerve. So L4, 5, S2 through 5. Behind the knees opens low back, but also ouch point at knees, another joint, down to the ankles, behind the ankles. So things like tendonitis that are inflammatory, and the ouch point would be the ankles, perhaps, could be other tendons, but a lot of times it's ankles. Bring that around to the front. We're opening again, subclavians, down the arms, elbows, wrists, hands, fingers from thumbs to the pinkies. Upper kidney meridian is anti-inflammatory. Back down, open the hips. The ouch points, things like femur heads. Open up neocortex loop, tendon, muscles, ligaments. Bring it back down the front. So again, the anti-inflammatory work, we open up those ouch points in the hips, in the knees, stomach 9, 10, liver 8. Sorry, spleen 9, 10, liver 8, stomach 36, GB 30, 4 to 39, outside the ankles, inside the ankles, tops of the feet, liver 3, kidney 1, ground, strengthen, balance, support, bring it back up again, just below the knees, charge up the system, keeping our systems charged and energized also helps keep our immune function working well. So again, still working that virus prevention as we open the joints. We can bring it all the way back down from the chest. We're balancing immunes, T-cell, B-cell function. We're opening the lungs again, the heart and the vessels, digestive, right down through the pelvic bowl, down the legs into the feet, back to the ground. Liver 3, kidney 1. Respiratory cardiac is next. So let's do Tian Dong again. Subclavian's up. So we did this as part of the brain circulation, taking it back to the triple warmers and over the shoulder blades. And this takes all the circulation to the brain stem again. Tom would start there. Tom would start with BL9. Maybe. He might open up circulation on the neck. A lot of times I miss the neck thing with him. And he'll say something and I'll say something else. And he'll come back with neck. Open the neck first. So anyways. But really, in practice, a lot of times if you're doing cardiac with him, he opens the brainstem. And that's really cardiac respiratory centers. So BL9, GB17. We opened up through sky window from the shoulders on up. Open up regeneration on the top of the head, GB22. Let's work the telomerase again also, the BL6 back through 7 and 8. Open up to the brain stem again. So nerve pathways. Let's open the bioelectrical seat at GB8. Regulate the bioelectricity. Obviously, the heart is a bioelectrical organ. It's actually one of the places that medicine actually recognized bioelectricity as part of our body function would be with heart work. So we're opening the bioelectrical flow. And I'm front and backing the doll. Opening the occipital ridge. Again, opening the neck, the shoulders. We're opening up the diaphragm, T1, 2, 3, and 6, lungs, airways, diaphragm. Open pericardium from the C5, 6, 7 to T6. But also, we want to open up T5. Kidney 23, so again, back and front, heart, vessels, down. T7 opens up circulation again to the lower body. So we're still working on the cardiac respiratory opening, phrenic on the front to the diaphragm, opening vagus through the chest, taking the kidney meridian down, also taking the CV meridian down, opening subclavians again, down the arms, opening lung 1, lung 2, opening kidney 27, and we're going to take that all the way to the feet. So just focus it around the chest and the heart, but bring it down. We want to bring the circulation all the way down the legs back to the ground at liver 3 and kidney 1. We're opening for digestion, weight balance, genitourinary. After that, we'll do emotions. Then we'll do the individual requests. Good morning. Lori Beth is what I'm trying to say. I just don't do two things well at once. Okay. So, Lori Beth, you were feeling better the other day in terms of the cold, bug, whatever the heck it was. Thankfully, not COVID, right? Okay, so again, we're going to do... Let me add these while I can. I have Through Willie's Water in the Brain. Okay. Oh, you maybe, yeah. See, you might have given it yesterday on Wednesdays, and maybe that's what's happening with Sarah. Actually, I should let her know that. She has multiple streams. So the way it works is my Tuesday, Friday stream is one stream, and I get one web chat box that does either Tuesday or Friday. So like this morning, I could see the end of, what day is it? I could see the end of Friday, and then it went into today. Tomorrow, I will have a totally separate box that just does Wednesday. So sometimes you guys open the wrong day and put a request in, and I don't see it because it's not in today's box. Anyways, that might be what happened, Jan. So, okay, so we'll work on you and Claudia. Okay, I'm glad I said something. So that's the thing, but I think I will pass that on to Sarah. Because she has multiple groups during the week, so she might be losing her request by people putting them in the wrong stream. Okay. And if it happens to her again, you guys could let her know that I said that. If I don't happen to write to her, because I'm really going easy on my hand right now. I definitely overdid somehow. Okay, so Bo. Yep, we'll definitely work on Bo. Okay, so back up. Here we go. What did I say? Digestion, weight balance, and genitourinary. I'm off that page now. Okay, Yiming. Digestion, parotid gland. It all starts in the mouth. So we open the parotid, starts this cascade of digestive, which was part of how Tom explained to me way back when we first did the entangled M&M thing, was part of how he explained the whole way that it worked, that eating the M&M actually was, again, initiated the digestive signaling process. So this was years ago, those little tidbits. Dolly, wait a minute, I want to show you something if you're even there. This is the clip we were talking about. I think I've shown it before. So this is the clip everybody was talking about at the webcast that they put things in. So it's like, it's one of the big entangled lenses. And then it's got this little plastic case like you would store an SD card or something in that you can open up and put different things in. So either Chinese herbs, some people put medication. Anyways, that's what we're talking about. That's what you're looking for, is the clip for medication to entangle. So anyways, I know you had questions yesterday on Tom's group, so I'll answer them now rather than having to answer them tomorrow with typing. Because again, I'm back off the keyboard. So here we go. Digestion, weight balance, genitourinary. Back to Yiming, like we said. So, let's do the ghrelin point. Let's get kidney 22 and T6 signaling for weight balance. So, signals the brain, stomach stretch receptors, ghrelin, leptin, take it to the brain stem, take it to the hypothalamus, where the signals received, take it to the insular cortex. Let's open up TW20 while we're here, the intra-abdominal organs. Tune up those organs, helps to balance weight as well. Metabolism behind the ears, triple warmer, 16, 17, clean out metabolism, rev it up, helps balance weight, helps balance endocrine, can play a part in weight as well. Open again, GB22, where we get those signals, BL6 for the endocrine organs. Open up, back to the brainstem. Brainstem is rooted to the cranial vagus nerve. Vagus innervates digestion also. So the whole GI tract, really. So let's open up the brainstem again. Let's go back to Yiming. Let's open up the C567T6 again. Opens the ghrelin, opens down into the abdominal region, as well as helping to oxygenate. Another whole system, part of the anti-cancer work, part of the respiratory work. Anyways, we have the C567T6, LA17, CB17 diaphragm again in connection with the GI tract. We can open the T12347, clear inflammation, kidney 27, 26, 25, 24, 21. So anything inflammatory in the GI tract or the genitourinary tract, things like UTIs, IBS, colitis, Crohn's, Barrett's esophagus. So clear the inflammation. Open up from T7 is blood supply 8 through 12, L4-5 gets the digestive. Take kidney 23 down, open CV 13, 12, the esophageal stomach area. Bring it down the CV meridian, down the stomach meridian, 21 to 25, gets the middle warmer organs, 25 down, gets the pelvic, lower GI and pelvic organs. So let's go with the T7 again down, L1 through 5, S1 through 5, genitourinary, open up female organs, male organs. Open up urinary tract organs, open up the pudendal nerve again through the pelvic bowl, pelvic organs, pelvic floor, bring it behind the knees to the ankles, kidney meridian down. So from the vagus nerve at LI18 through the chest, focus on the middle warmers down for digestion, genitourinary, tuning up the organs, parasympathetic nerve function, and bring it to the feet ground. Liver 3, kidney 1, emotions at C2 both sides, GB13, 14 both sides, GB22, insular, yin tang, tai yang, CN8, SCM's up, kidney meridian down, back up to yin tang, tai yang, BL6, GB8, TW20, yin tang on the front, GV17, BL9, take it back into the hippocampus. Pull the energy down, GV13, yin tang, tai yang, CN8, ST11, 12, kidney 27 to 1. Again, out through the soles, into the earth, liver 3, kidney 1. Okay, let's see, I see cystitis. Yep, we did the itises in the pelvic bowl, we've done sleep, we just did IBS, we've done Diabetes 2 is metabolism. We've done pancreas as part of endocrine. We did neuropathy early. We did eyes. There you are, Jan. Oh, because I'm on the wrong day. Sorry, I'm on the wrong day. Now I'm looking at the other day. Let me get rid of this now that I'm done with that. And go to today. We did leaky gut. We did immune for cold, pelvic floor, bladder, IBS, pharynx, larynx. We've done sleep. We've done autonomics down the front, grounded PTSD. We've done thyroid, digestion, heart, knees, heart, and mind, open. Okay, Cynthia. Working on genital, cervix, and skin cancer next. After that, we'll do tremor with Parkinsonian symptoms, which will also include the MS, the ALS, and anything like that. Happy mama. Hello. Oh, a stomach bug. Okay. So we're going to do blood. Do you with the blood? Okay, wait a minute. There we go. Yep, we did the RA. We've done circulation, covers ED. We've done ouch point in that hernia area. We've done regeneration. Okay. Just kind of looking at what's on here. Okay, so like I said, we're going to do Cynthia, then we're going to do... Morning, Carol. Oh, did I get that twice? I did. Okay. 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 Anyways, I'll keep going. So here we go. We're doing genital, cervix, skin. So, Kim, I think you're on. We'll do your skin right now, too. Skin covers breast as well. We'll do breast separately, but it is a good way to pick up some extra chi for anybody doing breast. Okay, so triple warmer, 16-17. We start behind the ears. Anytime we work cancer, we work metabolism. It is abnormal cell growth, so it is always metabolic in Tong Ren theory. So TW1617 to the growth hormone point at GV22. We can go GV22-23. Let's open the endocrine. The genital cervix is endocrine-based, so is breast. Even though skin is not, breast is. So BL6. Take it back to the brainstem. The brainstem cells, part of, again, our anti-cancer work always. We are opening up the GB12, cervical plexus, open C5, 6, 7. Long thoracic nerve opens to the diaphragm, T6 as well as LA17, CV17 opens the diaphragm on the front, so back in front. For oxygenation, we know that cancer will not thrive in a well-oxygenated environment. So we want to create that type of environment in our bodies, all of us, for prevention or for just balancing it if you actually are working with any abnormal cell conditions. So we can take it to T4 for skin, kidney 24 is a primary. We can take it T7, open up the blood supply down. We got the lung thoracic, the cervix. Let's open up L2 and S3, but the whole lumbosacral area, really. L1, L2, L3, L4, L5, S1, open S2 through 5. Pudendal nerve innervates pelvic floor. So good for you again, Kathy, with the pelvic floor stuff. Opening up behind the knees down to the ankles for Cynthia. We also want to open the, we've got T4, kidney 24. We got the phrenic nerve on the front. Let's bring the chi down from the chest. So again, we can clear any inflammation. We can open up the lungs, the T cells, the B cells, the skin. So the T and B cell is our immune function. We want the body to recognize anything that doesn't belong and eliminate it before it really becomes any kind of a problem. So we're taking that again, CV6, CV4, down to CV2, open stomach 25 to 30, liver 12, spleen 12, open up down to knees, down to ankles, down to feet. For Cynthia, liver 3, kidney 1. Happy 2020. We're doing tremor, Parkinsonian symptom. Also, like we said, we do ALS, we do MS here. So all that motor sensory stuff will also be good for anybody working on nerves, neuropathy, stenosis, scoliosis, etc. So that's what's happening now. Okay. So here we go. Let's do the brainstem, dopamine, nerve function, basal ganglia, basilar artery. Open up the neck, the shoulders. Open up TN dog. Open up SCMs. Open up sky window. Open up over the shoulder blades. Again, we can take it to the brain stem, the circle of Willis. We can take it to the GB22, regenerate healthy cells. Open up motor, association, sensory, top of the head. So BL meridian, 678. We also open up mirror neurons on BL6. I don't think we've mentioned the mirror neurons yet. GB21, 20 is association, 19 is the sensory. Right back again through the brainstem. So we have all these nerve pathways. We can open the neocortex loop for the facial nerves. Open up the occipital ridge again, GB12. Whole spinal artery down, C1 to 7, T1 to 12, L1 to 5, S1 to 5, coccyx open. C5, C6, C7, again, shoulders, take that down, the arms, elbows, wrist, hands, fingers, T1, 2, 3, 4, and 7, kidney, 27, 26, 25, 24, 21, clear any inflammation, balance the immunes for the MS, also helps strengthen immune function for all of us, take that down, open from T7 down to the hips. We can open again, sciatic nerves, pudendal nerves. Open behind the knees down to the ankles. Open the kidney meridian down again to the hips, to the femur heads. Open up stomach 30, liver 12, spleen 12. Open up down through the knees, ouch points. So we take spleen 9, 10, liver 8, stomach 36, GB 34 to 39. Inside the ankles, liver 3, kidney 1. Ground, strengthen, balance, support. Okay, we got the balanced thyroid. We got the healthy nerves. We have done kidneys, prostate, bladder. We've done the heart, circulation. Immune, lung, energy, stenosis, neuropathy, strengthen, osteo, energy, emotions, eyes, osteo again. We just did the MS. Included the low back, the hip flexors, yes. We've done teeth, gums, jaw, yes. We've done immune, we've done airways, yes. We've done mental health, we've done down the legs, yes. We've done Dolly and her partners, Coco. We did eyes for you, Allison. Yep. Okay, we're doing breast. Kathy T. Kathy T. Casey's wife. Get the next request. So we're doing breast. We're going to work some liver. Marie Patrice, you're in here too. Okay, so anybody working breast, if Judy's on, Judy, even if Judy's not on, we're doing that. We'll get Bruce's lungs. Gosh, we might be getting near the end. We have to do blood. Okay, so we're going to do breast. We're going to do lungs. We're going to do perfect blood. Okay, Marie Patrice. Kimmy, your brother CLL will be in here. Okay, so let's roll through these. Okay. Here we go. Let's do metabolism. TW1617. Again, a bunch of these things are common to each of the cancer treatments. We go specifically to the organ that is being treated, is what changes from one to the next. So TW1617, we balance the metabolism. And we already did a little bit of breast when we did the skin. So let's go open up bioelectrical seat. Balance the bioelectricity for cell growth and for nerve function. Tom talks a lot about nerve function and how much it is overlooked in Western medicine. So we want to keep the nerve, the nerves unblocked. So healthy bioelectrical flow. Forgetting what I'm doing. Sorry. Breast is what I'm doing. I'm working on breast. I'm working on endocrine all around, actually, with breast. So we're doing GB22 again, 23, growth hormone, telomerase, BL6 is endocrine. We can open again the nerve pathways to the brainstem, where we have the brainstem cells along the BL9, GB17, open up the occipital ridge to GB12. GB12 opens C567, is our long thoracic nerve to our diaphragm, also goes to our lymph and our breast. So let's go C5, 6, 7, T1, T2, T3, T4, focus. T4 is breast. T6 is diaphragm. T7 is the blood supply down. We can go C6 and 7 for the bone. We can open up the T9 for the liver. Let's open up hips. Let's open up the root of the cranial nerve on the brainstem, back through the occipital ridge, back to GB12. Bring that around to the throat for Marie Patrice. Open that area up also. Let's take it back. Metabolism, GB22. Bring it to the kidney 24, back up, kidney 27, 26, 25, 24, 21, the immune T cells, B cells, kidney 21, stomach 21, liver, bring that down again. We want to detox the system. We also like to open the kidneys, helps balance the blood, helps detox the system, helps fluid balance us. Also, Lori Beth, let's send a little extra to your kidneys. When we work kidneys, we also work John Kay always. So take that, bring it from the chest, down through the diaphragm, all the way down to the feet. Back up below the knees, we want to charge up the system. Charge the batteries, fill up the lower Dantians. Take it to the ground. liver 3, kidney 1. We are doing Bruce's lungs. So we're back at triple warmers for any of the cancer treatments, TW16, 17, GB22, 23, back to the brainstem. Let's get the bioelectrical seat again for healthy cell voltage, healthy nerve function. So GB8, taking it back to the occipital ridge, to GB12, to C567, down to T6. C567 also opens up the shoulders. So let's do T1, 2, 3, 4, and 7. T cells, B cells, lungs, airways, lymph, anti-inflammatory. Take it back up to Bruce's right shoulder, his left hip. We can open sciatic and pudendal nerves again. Also good for Marcia. Anybody working low back area, bring it down behind knees to the ankles. Take the phrenic to the diaphragm. Oxygenation always. So we get long thoracic on the back diaphragm. We get phrenic on the front diaphragm. Also balance the ghrelin hormone. Upper kidney meridian again for the lungs, the airways, and the lymph for Bruce. The right shoulder from the subclavians. The left hip as an ouch point as we pull the chi down the kidney meridian all the way back to the feet. Open up all the systems, the immune, respiratory, cardiac, digestive, down through the genitourinary tract, over the ouch point at the hip, down to the knees, to the feet, out through the soles, strength, balance, support for everybody. Liver 3, kidney 1. Okay, rosemary, yep. We did the brain circulation a few times for the water. We just did lungs for Bo and for Bruce. We did the breasts for Marie Patrice. So we're going to do perfect blood for Jan and Happy Mama. Okay. Okay. So, here we go. Blood. So, any blood things. Doesn't have to be blood cancer. Can just be building up our blood so we carry that oxygen. Could be things like anemia, whatever. So any kind of blood work right now. We are going to go back and do metabolism. Triple warmer, 16, 17, GB22, 23. Opening up BL6, take it back. Motor, sensory, top of the head. Open it all up. Open the nerve pathways. So we work healthy metabolism. The endocrine system helps to balance clotting factors in the blood. We bring it and clear all the nerve pathways. We open the bioelectrical seat one last time. So GB8, occipital ridge, opens the lower part of the neck, opens our long thoracic area, our traps, opens our thoracic spine. So occipital ridge, GB12, C567, T6 diaphragm, LI17, CB17 diaphragm on the front to oxygenate. Again, with any type cancer, we always work to detox, to work the metabolism, the brain stem cells, the oxygenation, the ghrelin, T6 kidney 22. For blood, well, let's get T1, 2, 3, 4, and 7, kidney 27, 26, 25, 24, 21. One last time for everybody, immune strength. Clear the autoimmune issues helps to work the bone marrow and spleen, both a big part of our blood production, also back and front. And we're going to take C7, T1, T7, T9. T11, L2, open those organs from the spinal nerves again to things like bone marrow, spleen, the stomach for the intrinsic factor, the small intestine for B12 metabolization, kidneys for red cell production. So all of this is part of the blood. The liver also was in there at T9. So we got both sides T9. We're opening the phrenic and the vagus again to the chest, the diaphragm, the immunes, right on down through the middle warmers, the bone marrow, all the way down to the feet, back up below the knees, charge up the batteries, fill up the lower dantians, store that chi, bring it to the ground, liver 3, kidney 1. Okay, so I think we pretty much treated all the other requests that came in. So we're going to just send chi to everybody on this lovely rainy day. So happy to have rain here in Maine. It is just severely drought everywhere. So very grateful for the rain. Grateful for Tom Tam and our Tom Rain Collective. Grateful that my son is coming home to visit me Friday. That's a welcome visit. So gratitude helps to attract good things to us. Always good to count our blessings. This was definitely a very big blessing in my life. So as we relax, it allows us to soak up the chi. We all want to be grounded when we're done. So we pull the energy down, out through the soles of the feet, into the earth, grounds, strengthens, supports us, balances us from the intake. Yang, CN8, subclavians, kidney 27, down to liver 3, to kidney 1. Okay, I'll see you guys tomorrow morning at 9. That's it for today. Thanks for being here. Everybody have a great day. Yeah, I think that's it. Thanks. Take care. If I can figure out how to shut this off.